You're listening to Principal Broadcasting, featuring the League of Professionals with Muriel Donnelly, weekdays 10 to 4 p.m., with current topics to elevate your career to the next level.
John Stevens here on Principal Broadcasting, and today I have a very special guest joining my show. Her name is Amy McKay, and she is a life coach out of Omaha, Nebraska. Amy supports individuals and organizations in creating healthier and happier lives, and she believes if you align what you think, speak, and do with your core values, you live an authentic and mindful life. So we're going to learn all about what she's doing down there in Omaha. So without any further ado, why don't we welcome her to the show? Amy McKay, welcome.
Thanks, John. I appreciate you having me.
You're very welcome. So, Amy, tell us a little bit about your business and what sort of things you're helping the folks of Omaha, Nebraska solve.
Well, my original focus was on wellness. However, it tends to be that people come in and have a variety of different issues, a lot of times relationship stuff. So I focus on some mindful practices and do those through life coaching, meditation and mindfulness training, and through energy work. Kind of depending, different clients have different needs, and some do both and some do one or the other.
For those out there who may not be completely in the know, could you just kind of give us a little brief description on what exactly a life coach is and your take on it? Because you do offer some different services that some other life coaches may not offer.
Right. Well, I started my business and I was doing personal training and I wanted to be a holistic personal trainer. And I realized that that was really just a life coach. And then I've done a lot of different studying and life coaching is really having, it's not therapy. We're very much so where are you at? Who are you? What do you need? And what do you have to do to get there?
Right.
So that's what, and it's a process of just asking the right questions. And then basically I have to ask the right questions so they figure it out on their own, not tell them.
Right.
And I'm kind of a teacher and I always have resources and different tools to use. So my training is what I throw into that. Sometimes the meditation stuff, the mindfulness stuff, life skills. I teach life skills. That's what I do.
And now your current client base. So just trying to get an idea of maybe your demographics here. Do you deal solely with, let's just say, professionals like in the age range of like, I don't know, 25 to 45? Or do you deal more with like the creative types? Who do you find yourself dealing with the most?
Largely, most of my life coaching clients are probably 35 to 50-year-old men.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have very many women clients. My energy work clients tend to be about half men and half women, and they range from younger, like the early 20s, probably to 45, roughly.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a huge difference there. And then the meditation and mindfulness stuff, if it's just those specific sessions, not an aspect of that I throw into a life coaching session, those are focusing a lot on parents and children right now. So they seem to want it, so that's what I go through. The women are more receptive to those ideas. I have to twist things around a little bit more with the men to get them to be receptive to the idea.
Right.
So, you know, and if they're not, you take a different route. Men like to strategize more, which is fun in coaching, and women want a different avenue sometimes.
And I think that's great that you offer kind of all these services under one umbrella, because I mean, each kind of thing you talked about, somebody can easily go out and find somebody who specializes in that specific thing. But what I really like about your company is you're kind of pulling them all together. And again, if people want the life coaching without any of the energy work or the meditation, like they can do that. And if they want to come in for just the meditation without any of the life coaching, they can do that too. So I think you have
you kind of need them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go
because
for it.
Some people, like if you have a block, if you're stuck on something, sometimes energy work fixes that problem, you know? Or if you have anxiety, I can teach you all kinds of things to manage your anxiety. Or if you have health issues, all of those things, like the resources I can provide and the education I can provide in a life coaching session, as well as what I can teach you to do in your daily life, and then energy work, like all of them overlap. But from a sales point and marketing standpoint, not everybody's interested in all of that, so you have to pick. And I do work with some different corporations and things. I've been revising marketing to focus on the healthcare system and then also the education system, or possibly largely nurses and therapists.
Right.
I would like to spend more time with. And I have some upcoming speaking engagements with corporations that are actually, I mean, I'm in Omaha, so it's a little bit tougher sell, but it's coming around. So it's pretty exciting to see becoming more mainstream.
I was just going to say, I must say that life coaching in a generalized sense of the term is kind of exploding right now in the United States.
It is.
I'm seeing it pop up all over the place. So I think you kind of got in on the ground floor here because I only see this going up from here.
And life coaching really, like if you go to, there's the International Federation of Coaches. If you go through the Coaching Federation, one of their schools, one of their suggested schools, like a lot of the life coaching stuff is neuroscience based. Like they are really big on that. So the mindfulness stuff and the life coaching really go hand in hand. It's
right.
just not, they're just not talking about it in the same ways. So, but they go together. I mean, if you go to a life coaching conference, it's huge.
Yeah.
They're
well,
talking about neuroscience.
I can say that before I delve in and talk to any coach about where I want to go with my life, I could go for a little meditation before that, to be honest with you.
Right. Well, and just to be intentional,
yeah.
you know, and we have a lot of the whole meditation mindfulness stuff, and I'm in Omaha, so we started to try to change the wording about that because I even had a client who's like, well, it's against my religion to meditate.
What?
Well, what are we going to do with that? Right. So you have to come up with different ways, and people think you have to be a monk on a mountain going Om, and that's not the case either. So if you can teach them, or people don't want to be committed to 20 or 30 minutes a day, which is insane, but so if you teach some just basic mindfulness has like these five core practices that are kind of the heart of it. And if you can teach people to start implementing that, those things alone can be life-changing for people. So I love to be able to introduce that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not an expert in the field at all, but I've always kind of considered meditation, and I've done it a few times in my life. And I actually worked for a boss who would do it literally every day. It's just a way to, for me at least, it was a way to kind of clear my head. And if I was going into something or I was stressed out, I was going to go into focus on something new, I needed a clear mind to go in and focus on some new issue. So I think it's fantastic that people can kind of do that before they jump into the work of trying to get their life together, because getting to where you want to be in life is no easy task. And I think you need a clear head to do it.
Yep, and you need a support system like a life coach.
Yes,
you know?
100%.
Even I hire coaches. Yeah, I hire coaches, all different kinds for myself. So, and they've all been a benefit in one way or another. And I've had career coaches, I've had health coaches, I've had therapy, you know, all kinds of different versions of support.
So, now, Amy, we have to end the show in just a minute here, but for those out there listening, looking, maybe they're looking for a specific coach, maybe they're looking for a coach who offers the kind of services that you offer, where can they find your information out? Would you have a website or a Facebook page?
Yes.
And again,
I have a website.
Do you offer your services virtually? So can people contact you if they don't necessarily live in Omaha?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I work with people. I do phone sessions. I do Skype sessions. I can do distance energy work sessions. Anyway, that can be done. And I have a website. It's www.amymccae, and that's AmyMccae.com. And there's a link to schedule on there, and there's my story and at least some of it and all kinds of information. Other radio shows and things that I've done, I think, are still on there.
Wonderful. Well, Amy McKay of Omaha, Nebraska, thank you so much for coming on and giving us a little insight into your professional world. We really appreciate it. And, of course, wish you the best of luck going forward.
Thank you so much, John.
You're very welcome.
This is Principal Broadcasting, the professional's choice.